the agreement frame, very simply, and it's very rare that you'll hear me using the word but. Paige once went on a course, my very first NLP course that I ever went on, which wasn't a practitioner course. It was called Advanced Participative Methods for Trainers. That's where I learned how to do the fruit salad game, which is back in about 1992 with a guy called Alan Margolis, great trainer. And the whole training was a whole series of exercises, much the same as NLP is, with discussions afterwards. And the exercises were, they were NLP, and they were really eloquent in that they demonstrate NLP patterns not in a traditional way, in sort of other ways. So for example, they brought lots of stuff up, the exercise, lots of stuff up. Some of the things we did, for example, is we got into pairs, for example, and one person was a robot and the other person was the controller. And the person had to do exactly what they were told for like 15 minutes, everything. That brings some stuff up massively when that kind of stuff happens, and then it's called discussion-based. And one of the things he did was he gave us this agreement frame, and through the whole event, at any time if anyone used the word but, he would shine a red laser beam at them. And at the same time, it was like, you know, in order to maintain good physiology the whole time, he'd point a laser beam at you if you crossed your legs. Because apparently, if you do this, and you're crossing your legs, where you're actually taking a lot more energy to do this in terms of pumping the blood around your body than it is when you do this. So again, he'd point the laser beam at you when he did that. So it was a very useful thing for me to begin to learn to change the word but to and. Because when you think about it, a lot of people often start their sentence with the word but. So somebody says something and you go, yeah, but. The yeah buts. The yeah but crew. The mismatches out there. And immediately you say yeah but, what you're really saying is yeah and this is the real deal, and what you just said is a lot of rubbish. And it breaks rapport. So if you agree by saying yes, da da da, and what you're really saying is yes, that's good, and here's something else we can put alongside that, which you might also want to consider. And it allows the other person to really understand what you're saying, as opposed to just switch off and become, otherwise it becomes a defensive conversation and both people are defending their views as opposed to really listening. So yes and, or I agree and, or I appreciate what you're saying, I appreciate your thinking on this, and what do you think about this? Or I respect what you're saying and da 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 da. The way I learned to do it that worked for me specifically was whenever I say the word and now, I always accentuate it. And I say and, because what it does is it sort of like a command in my head every time to remind me to keep saying and rather than but. Because most of us have got into the habit of doing it. And if you decide now to use the word and, you'll find your conversations will be way, way, way better. And you'll find that you'll have so much more eloquence in your negotiations and agreements that you have with people. And you'll find that you're able to maintain rapport. Because obviously in a coaching or a therapeutic environment, it's going to be important because you're seeking to change people. So therefore, they're in one model of the world and you're in another. So they're going to be firing back at you various things. And what you need to do, of course, is make sure that you eloquently move them to where you want to go. So if you keep putting but in the middle, it makes them defend their position even more, makes them even more entrenched, and that's not what you want. So that's simply it. That's the agreement frame.